And now this is a dictation for Carl, K-A-R-L, Ockerman, O-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, April 7, 1960. Address as a letter to Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, Family Practice. Dear Sirs at Sanford Family Practice, follow-up for Carl, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of gout, proteinuria, last visit in July. Recent left-sided total knee replacement, better than a prior right-sided, completed physical therapy, no complications, no anti-inflammatory agents, weight stable, trace edema, doing low salt, chronic problems of insomnia, extensive review system done being negative, medication list review. I will highlight Norvas, HCTC, Aldactone, Terazosin as blood pressure treatment, text potassium replacement. Blood pressure today, 140/62 on the left-sided. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine 4, normal speech. Lungs clear, no arrhythmia, obesity, no abdominal tenderness, minimal edema, prior bilateral knee replacement. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 2.18, progressive over time. Low sodium, normal potassium acid base. Normal calcium. Albumin phosphorus were not available back in October, no anemia. At that time, albumin phosphorus normal. Glucose has been mildly elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, slowly progressive over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present GFR 33, stage 3B. Due for blood test in March. Update fasting glucose as well as cholesterol profile. Continue present blood pressure regimen. Present last potassium was normal on replacement and Aldactone. Aldactone tolerating without side effects of breast tenderness or enlargement. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. There has been no need for EPO treatment of phosphorus binders. All this is discussed with the patient. Come back in 6 months.